So
there is this old joke that I think you're probably familiar with about the person who is on his way to a very important job interview in New York City, and he is already late and he's looking for parking. Already should be funny. But he is looking for parking, and he's certainly driving around, and he's going to miss the job opportunity. It's going to change his life. So he is, you know, turning to Ribbono Shel Olam as he's driving around and saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, please, 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 I need a parking spot. If you'll give me a parking spot, I swear, you know, I'm going to daven in a minyan every day. I'm going to give 20% of what I'm going to earn for tzedakah. Make all kinds of promises and so on. And as he's speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so there's a car pulling out of a parking spot. So he goes, you know what, Ribbono Shel Olam, never mind. And he goes in. The story is clear. I thought about this story this morning as I was reading Rishon of the Parsha.
No.
It ends with a very famous pasuk. It says, "Vayichazek Hashem et lev Paro melech Mitzrayim v'yirdof acharei b'nei Yisrael." So Paro is chasing after b'nei Yisrael. "U'b'nei Yisrael yotzim b'yad," thank you, Elisha, "b'yad Rama." Good. What is b'yad Rama? What does it mean? What's Yad Rama? I know it's a Rishon on the Shas, but okay, what's the Yad Rama? What's Rama?
What's Rama?
Greatness. Oh, that's the greatness, right? So you look at the Yad scroll, and it says, and the children of Israel were going out with an upraised arm. Meaning what? Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Like, what are you talking about? No? We need to dive for a little longer so they wake up. Okay. No? It's a good thing? Well, I assume it is. Yad Rama. Upper hand. Upraised arm. Victory. Triumph. Paul is chasing them at B'nai Yisrael or going out Yad Rama. The issue is, the problem with that is, that whenever you look in other places in Tanakh, when it says Yad Rama, it is usually with a negative context. For instance, in the end of Parshat Ha'azinu, or the Shira of Ha'azinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's going to be this enemy who's going to come and torture Ram Yisrael and kill Ram Yisrael and so on, I'm going to put an end to it at some point, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Pen yomru yadenu rama velo Hashem pa'al kol zot. Because I don't want them to think that it's their achievement. It's me, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is the one who is doing everything in history. The next pasuk in Parashat Bishalach, right? It's not the next pasuk. It's the next paragraph there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael after it says that they were yotzim beyad ramah, they should turn around. Daber Bnei Yisrael veyashuv, they should turn around. And go backwards. No, it doesn't make any sense. You're going towards the Egyptians. Now, what was the plan, supposedly? That the Egyptians will be sure that Bnei Yisrael are lost in the desert and it's going to be a piece of cake to catch them and bring them back to Mitzrayim. But maybe there's a different meaning here. And I heard once from one of my rabbis in yeshiva, I do not remember who, but he said, because they were going Beyad Rama, because they thought, just like the other nation in Parashat Ha'azinu, they thought that, yes, we are strong. We went out of Mitzrayim. That's it. It's all about us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, wait a second. Turn around, go back. It's not about you. It's about my plan. It's about me. It's so easy to forget in a second the chassadim of the Ribbono Shel Olam and attribute success to yourself. What do you mean yotzim beyad rama? Did you do anything of that? Were you going out of Mitzrayim because of your own merit? Because you performed miracles? Because you killed the Zechorot? Because you did Makadam? No, it was all the Ribbono Shel Olam. What are you going with upper hand? What did you do for it? It's not you, it's me, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he makes the point by telling them, you should turn around. And once they turn around, it says, "Vayizdaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem." They start davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's like the guy with the parking spot. You feel that you need the Ribbono Shel Olam, that you were zo'akim to the Ribbono Shel Olam in Mitzrayim, but once they had what they needed, and they were out of Mitzrayim, they attributed it to themselves. They thought that they are the ones who did it all. They are the ones who were entitled. to have it, to have that geula. And the Ribbono Shel Olam reminds us, it's never about that. And we always have to be very careful not to fall in that, and not to fail in that challenge. And remember, even when we get from the Ribbono Shel Olam what we wanted, and what we desire, what we prayed for, we remember it's not us. We should never go beyad ramah. We should always remember that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Have a good day.
Everyone should be here in the